From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Avocado marketers say they've weathered a couple of very stressful weeks after stay-at-home orders took effect, but since have seen retail sales recover. The California Avocado Commission says sales have held up fairly well during the pandemic. Farmers reduced harvest in March, but have since increased the amount of fruit reaching market. A bank report says retail avocado sales rose 20% year-to-year during the first month of shelter-in-place rules. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and UK International Trade Secretary Liz Truss held meetings last week via video conference to formally begin trade talks between the two nations. A joint statement says both parties agree that a free trade agreement would contribute to the long-term health of our economies, which is vitally important as we recover from the challenges posed by COVID-19. The National Pork Producers Council reports they're supportive of negotiations, provided the agreement eliminates tariff and non-tariff trade barriers on pork. A 2,000-person survey by Category Partners reveals some changes to what consumers are buying amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The Packer.com reports just over 50% said they're purchasing more frozen foods and center store items due to coronavirus, while roughly 40% say they're buying more fresh fruit, vegetables, meat, and dairy for the same reason. Overall, the vast majority of consumers appear to be buying the same amount of fresh produce and meat or more. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.